Welcome to Who, What, Where, When, Why, and How. I'm your host, Ari Haven. Our show today is all about crossing boundaries, specifically gender role boundaries. See how my guest today, Mark Gucciardi Craig, and his girlfriend defied the age-old tradition of the boy asking the girl to prom as he talks about how he was asked to prom and his views on feminism.
We couldn't hang out for Valentine's Day, so instead we hung out on President's Day, which is not a romantic holiday in the slightest. It's maybe romantic for a couch salesman, but other than that, no one.
On February 16th, 2015, Mark was asked to prom by his girlfriend, Veronica. When Veronica got to Mark's house, she handed him a shoebox wrapped messily in tissue paper.
So I open it and the first thing I see is Kanye West's face.
Not exactly the first thing people think of when they think of Valentine's Day, but...
And it's a Tumblr Valentine, and it's just like, I love you more than Kanye loves Kanye, and I was like, this is really cute.
Mark had gotten Veronica chocolates for Valentine's Day, so he thought that this shoebox was just a regular Valentine's Day present, but then he looked closer.
Underneath, it was like really neat. It was like, will you go to prom with me?
Mark, of course, said yes, but was he surprised that this was gonna happen?
I was kind of surprised, yeah. Mostly about the way I was asked, because Kanye West is not the first thing I'd expect when I see a promposal.
Next, I asked him if the fact that Veronica asked him to prom threatened his masculinity in any way. His answer was simply,
no, I'm not insecure about my masculinity, and I mean, I guess it's really neat to have, like, women have more empowering roles in romantic life.
Mark and Veronica are both feminists. In fact, Mark describes their relationship as
a turbo-feminist couple.
This quote, turbo-feminism, seems to be a deal-breaker for Mark and Veronica. Mark said that he would never date someone who isn't a feminist, and neither would Veronica.
If you want to date any woman at all, you have to be a feminist. No women, if you lead up with, yeah, you know, I don't like women's rights. That's dumb as hell. You know what's going to happen? You're going to get punched in the face. No one's going to date you. You're repulsive. You have mothers. You have sisters. But women are also people. You shouldn't base it exclusively on the fact that you're related to them. But still, women are people. They deserve rights. You can't just be like, yo, you have different junk than I do. You deserve less money. That's not how it works.
So what are your views on feminism?
I'm definitely a feminist, self-identified feminist, and I definitely do stand for social justice things like women having right to, like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of one, like, equal pay and stuff like that.
How important are women's rights issues to you?
You know, I'm a white man, so I mean, I don't have to deal with the wage gap. So I mean, I'm definitely from a place of privilege, but I mean, I'm not just gonna be like, since women do make 77 cents to the man's dollar, it's definitely not a good thing, and I'm definitely gonna stand up for that because it should be different. We should get paid for the same amount of work.
What are some positive and negative gender role stereotypes for males and females?
I think masculinity can have positive things such as defending women, but it shouldn't be you have to defend women, or they're weak, so you have to defend them. So I feel like those are two of the toxic sides, but like the positive sides are like kind of like this, being strong is a positive thing. Mm-hmm. But as long as it's not at the expense of women, like they can't be strong. So I mean, I don't really care. I mean, if men want to wear dresses or like dye their hair pink or wear high heels on their hands, they can do that.
So how does it feel to be a man and a feminist? Have you ever gotten any like remarks about that? Or
it's not necessarily I've gotten bad remarks about being a feminist. It's mostly all the people around me that are just like, so you're a feminist, it's weird, or something like that, where it's, like, I'm not insecure about my masculinity, so I'll wear pink and, do kind of more feminine things, like cooking, but they'll just be like, why do you want to do that? That's not masculine, like, but I don't care, but they do, which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
So that sometimes comes up.
So how would you define feminism?
Feminism is the equality of genders.
The definition that Mark gave is not only correct, but is also the topic that Emma Watson based an entire speech about in the United Nations.
The more I've spoken about feminism, the more I have realized that fighting for women's rights has too often become synonymous with man-hating. Feminism, by definition, is the belief that men and women should have equal rights and opportunities. It is the theory of the political, economic, and social equality of the sexes.
Mark is a man and a feminist. If Emma Watson knew, she would be thrilled because she is a huge supporter of the organization He for She. As an organization, He for She encourages women and men to stand in solidarity for the fight of gender equality. Mark feels very strongly about gender equality. This next clip is Mark's example of the inequality in wages between men and women.
You can't go to a Jay-Z and Beyonce concert, and when Jay-Z performs his two songs, you pay him more than Beyonce performing the whole set. That's really dumb. That's not how it works.
So why should women and men be feminist? To me, the answer is simple. Feminism equals gender equality. And why would someone not want gender equality? It seems like a no-brainer. But in recent history, a bigger issue has come up.
My recent research has shown me that feminism has become an unpopular word. Women are choosing not to identify as feminist. Apparently, I am among the ranks of women whose expressions are seen as too strong, too aggressive, isolating, and anti-men, unattractive even. Why has the word become such an uncomfortable one?
Many people find that the action that women take to combat unfair gender roles is, as Emma said, too strong or even aggressive. But when you look into what those actions really are, it seems as though they shouldn't be called actions at all. They should just be a part of regular life.
And I think it is right that I am paid the same as my male counterparts. I think it is right that I should be able to make decisions about my own body. I think it is right that women be involved on my behalf in the policies and the decisions that will affect my life. I think it is right that socially I am afforded the same respect as men. But sadly, I can say that there is no one country in the world where all women can expect to receive these rights.
Yes, you heard that correctly. Not one country. And so, these actions that feminists take part of are not aggressive or anti-men. They are just simply fighting for basic human rights. The simple action of Veronica asking Mark to prom, instead of the other way around, paves a road for other girls to take charge and to do the same thing. Last year, my brother, Gil Haven, was asked to prom by his friend, that's a girl, Gabby.
I was last year, my junior year. I didn't really have find anyone who I wanted to ask, so I was like, I'm gonna go stag, it's like whatever. And then my friend Gabby, she came up to me in the hallway and said, Gil, I don't have a date to prom, you don't have a date to prom, go to prom with me. Or like, we just, I don't know, it wasn't like that straightforward, but it was like, will you go to prom with me? And I was like, I mean, sure, like, why the heck not?
I want to live in a world where a girl asking a boy to prom isn't seen as crossing a boundary. We need to take away the boundary altogether.
My life is a sheer privilege because my parents didn't love me less because I was born a daughter. My school did not limit me because I was a girl. My mentors didn't assume that I would go less far because I might give birth to a child one day.
You can't really be part of today's society and still, you know, and not realize that the patriarchy is like a bad thing. So like the goal is to like to strike down the patriarchy, to make a totally equitable society for both and all genders.
So if you don't want to identify as a feminist, remember this.
You can't say, yeah, I'm a feminist. you have to say, yeah, I'm a humanist. I care about humans. And that's, like, we need every human to be equal. Male, female, black, white, gay, straight, et cetera, et cetera.
The ultimate goal here is equality. Equality of social, economic, and political rights between the genders.
These rights I consider to be human rights.
Human rights that barely any humans have. To change this, we have to not be afraid to go against the flow and do things such as ask someone to prom. So Mark, do you have any advice for girls wanting to ask a boy to prom?
Just do it. Just really just do it. Like, if you're dating a guy who won't ask you to prom, that's dumb. But I mean, if you want to take the initiative, you can do it. I mean, still, just you do you and do whatever you feel is right. That's all.
It is people like Mark, Gill, and Emma Watson who are helping make the idea of gender equality a reality. After listening to this, I encourage you to go out and make a difference too. Whether it is watching what you say more carefully to make sure you don't say something that degrades any gender, being an advocate for gender equality, or even changing the gender roles in a relationship, just as Mark and Veronica did. Thank you for listening, and have a great day.